about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
You are dumb! No, I'm kidding. You're not dumb. You f***ed up. It happens. That's life.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Actor Jim Carrey got into a Twitter feud this week with the granddaughter of Benito Mussolini. Because that's just the kind of thing that happens now, and we all have to accept it. News at this point is just a string of unrelated words, like Elon Musk releases Harambe rap. For this actual headline I read today, disabled chicken who survived weasel attack learning to walk thanks to custom wheelchair. Guys, just eat the chicken.
Now, let the guy in your ear talk.
Is anyone talking in my ear?
Okay.
And now.
Sometimes people call me Chunk.
Our feature presentation.
Morning Party People, it's a brand new Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
Mm-hmm.
You scared, Jensen?
Scared. I was very scared of this weekend. I did think about Large Marge a lot, though. And yeah. She's very scary.
She is scary. Do you think of her when you see, like, big trucks?
Yes. I'm like, this street 30 years ago.
We were talking about movie scenes or mm-hmm. movies. No, movies that traumatized us.
Yeah.
That weren't horror movies.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to traumatize you, really, yeah.
Although I think some of them probably were. They're not in a movie that's a horror movie, but yeah. I think the scenes are there to
terrify children.
You.
Yeah. This weekend, a lot of people tweeted at us about it, and a lot of Return to Oz, which is the Wizard of Oz sequel, which no one should remember.
I don't even remember that.
No.
Because it wasn't great, but I guess it scared children.
All right.
Mm. Scared Casey. Casey. Button girl.
She was like screaming in the other room, like, it is scary.
Yeah.
But I don't know why anyone would ever, it was like a very, one of those things where everyone's tweeting the same movie, and you're like, oh, you all remember the Wizard of Oz sequel.
More than one person?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Like 8 or 9 people were like, you guys totally missed Return to Oz. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I did, on purpose.
Don't really remember it.
Yeah. I saw a bad sequel over the weekend.
What'd you see?
Kevin, you didn't.
Oh, you saw The Boy?
Brahms the Boy. Brahms the Boy 2.
Kevin.
Brahms the Boy 2.
Oh, so the movie man
yes.
said it was so bad. Why would you ever even think of seeing it? And you're yes. like, I'm going to go.
Yes.
Also, I do listen to a movie podcast I like very much, Lights, Camera, Barstool, and they gave it a 0 out of 100. I have never never heard them give a 0.
See, I think that's an exaggeration. I think movie reviewers like to give a 0 because it stands out as what?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that bad.
What, a 3?
It's, you know, 0 to 10, maybe.
Okay.
Out of 100. Wow. It wasn't great.
0 to 10 out of 100.
And then I was talking to my daughter, and she's like, oh, yeah, I saw The Boy. It was crazy. I was mm-hmm. like, what? Someone saw the first one?
I didn't even know, much like Return to Oz. Didn't even know there was a first one.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. But the first one's crazy. I can't say
you
much.
Saw the first one?
No, she explained it to me, though.
Okay.
After I had seen two.
The second one. Did you need to know something from the first one to understand the second one?
I think it would have helped a little bit, but not much.
Right.
No, not much.
Right.
Maybe
but it was a movie.
See the movie Boy by Taika Waititi.
Very different.
See that one mm-hmm. instead. Mm-hmm. Forget everything you're hearing right now.
Brahms the Boy 2.
Oh, no.
Is a movie.
How many people in the theater
it's
were
in
you?
Focus. How many people in the theater?
Yeah.
I mean, no more than 5.
And it was Friday night.
Coincidentally, also the rating you're giving it.
I mean, it really, no more than 5. Yeah. Right.
Was it scary at all? Or was it just,
parts of it were scary.
It.
Here's the thing about scary movies. They're easy to set the hook, so to speak. Like, mm-hmm.
right.
it's easy to say, oh, what's this? What's that? Well, how mm-hmm. is, what's happening here? Mm-hmm. That's easy. And they can ride that for 3/4 of the movie. But then at some point, they have to pay off what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times that's where it goes south. Hmm. Where you just go, okay. That's unsatisfying.
A guy
horror movies me, more than most.
A guy tweeted me over the weekend and put a side-by-side of the doll in mm-hmm. the movie, The Boy, and Jared Kushner. And it's staggering how much they look alike. Did you notice
no,
that
No, I did
all?
Not okay. notice that.
Mm-hmm.
I may have if it had been put in my mind
yeah.
before I went.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was...
You had to see the first one because Jared Kushner turns into the boy in
Does
the first
he?
One.
Really?
Yeah, his soul
I did not know.
Goes into the doll.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Kevin, God bless you.
Listen, it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It can't be okay. It sounds bad.
It was okay. Here's the thing. It was okay compared to my expectation, which is that it was going to be terrible. So right. I expected a zero. Mm-hmm.
There was something redeeming in it.
I got a six
mm-hmm.
out of 100.
Jeez. That's how you make Kevin satisfied.
I'm just saying, you know, expectations play a big role. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you go into a lot of movies.
I do.
Not expecting much.
Yes, but there are also some movies that actually pay off that mm-hmm. critics hated. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, you know what? That was really for me. I liked that.
Yeah.
This isn't one of them, but I mean, I mm-hmm. liked it better than a zero out of 100.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think that needs to be seen.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? I don't need nuts.
But do you want them?
Very, very important distinction. Yeah. Yes, I do. Great news today.
Yeah.
Mugs, was it Juggalo weekend?
Muggalos, please.
Muggalos, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Juggalo's weekend, which mm-hmm. was this weekend?
Pershing Square, yeah.
I heard nothing about it.
They've become quite a non-violent group of people.
Yeah. I just meant nothing, like nobody cared.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a very niche audience.
I didn't see anything about it either.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I saw some
Instagram stories.
Really?
Yeah, and Luke McGarry, a friend of the show.
That was funny.
An artist posted about it because he lives right near there.
Oh.
He's like, they're having a weekend for the Juggalos right by my house.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. We have genital injuries on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
What injuries?
Genital.
Like, oh.
Genital?
Yeah.
Yeah, genital.
Genitals. Injuries. You hurt your genitals.
Do you remember last time we did this?
Yes, I do. I remember every time we've done it.
It's really good.
It's very troubling.
And shocking how many women called in about theirs.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
That's true. We have a fast food report today.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have how not to have sex. So that's all coming up this morning.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. New song from The Strokes.
It's very good.
I dig it.
Called mm-hmm. Bad Decisions, and they have a new album coming out soon, so very excited about that.
I appreciate it.
It's the world-famous K-Rock, Kevin in the Morning, Allie and Jensen. Allie, what's happening?
Today is going to be a rough day for Los Angeles. It is the public memorial service for Los Angeles Lakers basketball legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi. It's happening at Staples Center. It's going to start around 10 a.m., mm-hmm. and they expect it to go until 1 p.m.,
3 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
The streets around LA Live will be closed. There's going to be barricades all over the place. If you do not have a ticket, they're begging you, please do not go down. There is no place for you down there. They're not showing it on the TVs outside of Staples Center.
Yeah, like, those giant screens are going to be dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The screens will be dark, so they're asking people to please stay home. There's so many different ways to watch it. Pretty much all the local stations here in LA will have it. BET, NBA TV, live streams on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, streaming on Spectrum News One. It's going to be everywhere. So stay home with your family and watch it. Don't feel the need to go down to Staples Center. There will be no room for you. And if you're one of those people that bought one of your tickets from someone off the secondary market,
yeah,
you're not getting in.
Really? Yeah. Those are fake?
Oh, well, they're ID non-transferable.
Check, right?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
I
so if you bought those, you had to give them all your information. If your ID does not line up with that, you're being turned around. So congrats. You were buying a ticket to a funeral from somebody on the internet. So
you were duped.
You were duped. So stay home. Again, it's going to start at 10 a.m. and go till about 1 p.m.
On the way in this morning, I heard them interviewing a dad and son who drove 5 hours to get there, and they don't have tickets.
What are they doing?
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah. There are people.
I think a lot of times people that don't know how to like manage their emotions just want to be
around
someplace close.
Yeah, around other people
and other
that are
fans,
feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
I had heard, and I don't know if it's true, that even all the restaurants around LA Live are closed. And it makes perfect sense. If you can't get there, why would you be open? But
yeah, they said that the lottery drew 80,000 applications, which was kind of last minute. It was within a week. So mm-hmm. it's not like people could have really taken time to travel and stuff. And they're only allowing 20,000 in. So
yeah. So it's going to be a long, sad day here in Los Angeles. But I've got some good news for you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Little baby's being born. 21 Pilots frontman Tyler Joseph and his wife Jenna have welcomed their first child, a daughter named Rosie, into the world. Jenna posted a video of the family on Instagram on Friday, writing, "Meet Ro, fresh out of the oven." That's where she was baking. Yep, right. I just love that. Right. Her name is Rosie Robert Joseph, and Robert is Tyler's middle name. So, okay.
All right.
I like it. And Quentin Tarantino and his wife Daniela. Their latest production, a baby boy.
Good one.
He's a movie guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good one. Mm-hmm.
So they have a little bambino born on February 22nd, the first baby for that couple.
Is it a toilet baby?
No, these are babies born right in the hospital.
Imagine how much the baby is going to talk if Quentin Tarantino is its dad.
Right?
Imagine that.
Stop taking pictures of my feet, Dad. I know they're really cute, but stop it.
I've always said my nightmare is sitting next to him on an airplane.
Quentin Tarantino?
Yeah. Yeah.
He would talk the whole time. We've
had him in, though, and he talks forever, and yet it's fascinating.
I still love him. Yes, I agree. Right. I just don't want to be on
the
flight.
I would want to be on the flight next
time. No way.
I
an international?
So.
Well, let's see.
You
like,
throw that in?
International flight?
Vegas, maybe. I can't do international.
I wasn't thinking international. Man, right. It's maybe a long ways.
I can only hear about Fellini's influence for so long. So I just want to jump off the plane.
I feel like he'd also be okay if you were like, "Listen, Quentin, we're on an international flight."
Yeah.
I'm going to try headphones on.
Yeah. Try and sleep a little bit with headphones.
A little bit.
And then when you wake up and take the headphones off, he's still talking.
And he's staring at you. Oh, glad you're awake, dude. So wanted to tell you about.
Imagine being like, "Oh, you know what, Quentin, I'm going to watch a movie real quick." "What movie?" "I love the crane shot in that."
Have you seen Brahms, Boy?
Two?
The Boy Two.
You got to see, the boy gotta two. See yeah. one first.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin. You went to see Brahms, Boy Two.
I mean, I did.
You're a gift. You are a gift.
Yeah.
Let's tell you about a little box office, because Sonic.
Brahms 2? Is that the first place?
Sonic came in number one with $26.7 million, but right behind Call of the Wild with $24.8 million. That was the Harrison Ford movie with the...
The CGI dog.
The jacked up dog. Is how it was explained to us by the movie man. Coming in third, Birds of Prey, $7 million, followed by... Brahms, Boy 2.
There you go, 6. See?
6.2 million came in fourth.
Which is about the number of 100 Kevin gave it.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah. Followed by Bad Boys for Life, 5.8.
Sticking
so
around,
you have seen three of the top five movies, right? Bad Boys, Birds of Prey, Brahms, Boy 2.
Yep.
Did you see Call of the Wild?
I did not.
Okay. All right.
It seems dull, that movie. To me.
And Harrison Ford. Says the guy who saw Brahms right. Boy 2.
And Harrison Ford seems like he's summoning every bit of energy that he has just to say the next sentence.
He's not real lively.
No.
If that's what you're saying.
It's just him in a janky dog.
It right. is a janky dog. It is.
Did they CGI out his earring?
I hope the hoop makes it. He's just in Alaska all scruffy with a really cool hoop.
In his contract, he's like, "I don't take out the hoop.
I love my hoop.
It stays."
Oh, God.
That's
bless
both
him.
Of your impressions of Harrison Ford?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I think we could work on him, but I think for the moment they were fine.
His dog is janky.
Guys, how about being down in Orlando? You're getting married, everything's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then in walks Lil Nas X. And he's like, "Can I just hang out?" He basically stumbled upon a wedding and then crashed it. I love that. There's video of him joyfully grabbing the hand of the bride, dancing with her to his song. Imagine being a wedding DJ like, "Oh, I have to play the song again. Oh, God." And you put it on and then bust through the door. Lil Nas X, and he dances with everyone. That's exciting. Am I the only one excited by this?
I mean, I think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He then stopped by a dance party that was thrown by Burt's Big Adventure, which is a nonprofit organization that brings children suffering from chronic and terminal illnesses to Disney World. He busted into that party, and the kids lost it.
Did he know where he was?
Was he just stumbling? Was he night sleep, like sleepwalking?
He was. He was
on Ambien.
He was on Ambien, and he was just cruising around. No, he was down in Orlando, just hanging out at Disney World, and then I guess back at the hotel, he found all these different parties. That's just fun.
What a weird wedding.
That is odd.
Yeah.
Who was there? Oh, my Uncle Steve, Auntie Phyllis, Little Nas X.
No Bigs.
Cousin Robbie. Yeah, no, I mean, it was pretty cool.
Yeah. All white sweatsuit with a cowboy hat.
Sure. Like you do. Like you do.
How I do it on the weekend. Yeah. Some birthdays for you guys. Daniel Kaluuya. Matt Skiba. Mm-hmm. Skiba.
Love.
Right?
Did you watch America's Got Talent last night? Any of...
What do you think, Kevin?
I watched it for 5 minutes. I know.
Like, he acted like, did we watch it last night or ever?
Because you were talking about Matt Skiba. Here's the reason. Because I turned it on for like 5 minutes and...
Did they do an Alkaline Trio song?
Travis Barker was playing drums.
Really? For who?
On America's Got Talent. I don't know.
He wasn't like on the show as a contestant.
No. It was like a dance crew.
Yeah, he didn't make it to the next round, which sucks for Travis.
It was just such a weird moment. I was like, okay, that's weird. And I moved right on.
That is weird.
To the Kings game, but pretty weird. Right. Okay, back to you.
He's everywhere, man.
Yeah. He really is. Edward James Olmos. Speaking of mumbly, right?
Yes.
We love him, though.
Yep.
Lions coming back, I believe, this fall. Season 3.
He's so good.
God, I love that show so much.
I do, too.
And that's what's happening.
All right, time to play Weekend Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
Jensen, you want to explain the rules so that everybody's on the same page?
Yeah, the idea is...
And so that I'm on the same page?
Right. Yeah, I haven't played this.
Yeah, right, you were gone the first time.
Yeah.
Us three hosts talk about things that we do over the weekend a lot. So what we do is we give you options, three different options of things that may have happened over the weekend.
Okay.
Two of them are lies. One of them is true.
And do we talk it out after he says
one
thing?
You and I, yes. Because this week it'll be Kevin. I will really break it down.
Okay.
We'll get into strategy. We'll figure out what we think he's telling the truth about, what he's lying, and then we will guess.
Do we do it in the form of a question?
No.
You don't have to,
no. No, you do not have to do that.
All right.
No.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here are the three options.
Okay.
I spent over 2 hours in line at the CVS pharmacy and ended up in a shouting match.
Now that is so on brand.
Yeah.
Go on.
I ran out of gas on the 101 just west of the 405.
Two things. Again, totally on brand.
I almost got kicked out of a gym I just became a member of.
Oh.
So it's one of those three is true.
Okay,
let's work it out.
So first, I want to establish that definitely two of the three are Kevin-centric.
For sure.
We know that two of them are so on brand that we either have to think, okay, he put those in to get the scent off the third.
Right.
Or it's clear these are things he's physically capable
of.
Right. Okay. 2 hours in a CVS that ended up in a screaming match.
Yes.
I feel like that happens all the time to him.
All the time. It's also a weekday. So I don't know if it being in the weekend really establishes it as special.
Also, I can't add.
No.
Way to go, Kevin. Also, when it happened, you guys.
I mean, that would also be good if you just started adding to things that were fake.
Right.
Ran out of gas on the side of the 405.
On the 101, just west of the 405.
Just west. Well, yeah.
I feel like maybe this specific...
The specific location
made it
does
a lie.
Change it up.
I think it could be a lie.
Yeah.
Also,
I do feel like he went to a Kings game this weekend.
Mm-hmm, he did.
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What route do you take?
Well, you don't have to answer that.
All right.
Don't lead the witness.
Sorry, my bad.
Ran out of gas. We know he does that, but also that would mean he's out of the Zero Club, and I think that would have been the focus of that story. So I'm pulling that one out for me for sure.
Okay.
So I'm leaving because I think that would have been its own break.
Yeah.
I don't even think he would have allowed it into the weekend.
No, and we would be crowning Omar the head of
the
Zero
Club. That's what I'm saying.
Club,
and the ramifications would be much higher than just a weekend jump. Yeah.
By the way, I ran out of gas already one time before.
I know, but what we did out of that break makes me think it wouldn't be thrown out as a weekend jeopardy.
And
did you hear that? That's me Xing it off the panel.
Wow.
That's very sensory.
Thank you.
let's delve into this. Kevin joins a gym.
Okay.
I don't even want to know that Kevin. I hate that Kevin already.
By the way, Kevin joins a gym. Good film. I don't think he is joining a gym. And not because he's out of shape. He's actually too skinny for what
shape.
He eats. Exactly.
I feel like he runs. Why would he join a gym to run? He can run outside.
Right.
I don't think he's lifting weights.
Also, I'm trying to
figure... How dare you?
I'm just saying. I don't feel like you're lifting weights.
I feel also when he sat... Because, you know, they sit you down and try to, like, sell you that membership.
He'd be out in, like, a minute.
That's one.
Yeah.
Two, I also think he thought about it and he's like, I'm never going to do this during the week because I go to sleep, I nap, and then I wake up late. I'm not going to go to the gym at that point. So I think he worked out the membership and was like, I'm just going to either be lazy or I'll run on my own and outside the streets.
Or did he think maybe right after work I could go to the gym and then go home and take a nap?
Okay, so let's get to the second part of the gym membership story.
Yes.
You got in a... It ended
almost got kicked out of a gym I just became a member of.
Just became a member of.
What was he doing in the sauna?
I mean, right? That's also too on brand.
Yes.
So I'm starting to think maybe...
All of the... What if... Is there ever a chance that during Weekend Jeopardy, you've done all three?
No.
No.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
By the rules of Weekend Jeopardy...
Rules, okay. No. I haven't read
only
the
only one is true.
And...
Right.
Okay.
Well, I'll get you the pamphlet. all right.
You're going to have to pick soon.
I've heard him...
I spent over 2 hours in line at the CVS
pharmacy.
I've heard
him do that before.
And ended up in a shouting match. I ran out of gas on the 101 just west of the 405, and I almost got kicked out of a gym I just joined.
Okay.
He's told us about his CVS exploits.
But
a
I think
ton.
this might be escalate. This might be
a
ramp up.
Yeah, a shouting match.
Right.
Who waits for 2 hours, though? I mean, go home.
Well, I am ready to vote.
Okay.
I vote that he spent 2 hours in a CVS and got into a screaming match, and I think that this is going to be a escalated story from the one we've heard before. Also, 2 hours is insane. It's more than I'll stay in a movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's on you at that point.
Right.
I'm going to go with the gym.
Unbelievable.
I'm going to go with the gym because Kevin's like, yeah, I'm just new year, new me. Mm-hmm. A few months in.
Do I have to say it like that?
Nope. Couple months in. Which one was it, Kevin?
I almost got kicked out of a gym I just joined.
Unbelievable! Yes! Allie, congratulations. Story time.
Thank you.
I joined about a month ago, just before I got the flu.
Okay.
And then I was unable to go for 3 weeks, and it really sucked.
Okay.
So this past Thursday was the first day I went, and then Friday I went, and then Saturday I went.
Oh, very good. Congratulations.
Very excited about that.
Yep.
So
are you lifting weights, pumping iron?
I just started. Okay. Take it easy.
Very good.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not pushing you. You're doing great.
So you guys know the rule of the nice car when you're parking in a parking lot? You park next to a nice car because then if somebody's going to burglarize a car, they're not going to burglarize yours.
I've never heard it, but I'll take it.
So I do that in the gym on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. I find someone old that's moving pretty slowly. Okay. And then I go next to them and I'm like, I look like I'm flying.
Exactly.
Smart. Okay.
Okay. So I go next to this old dude and the old dude is really huffing and puffing.
Oh, dear. Mm-hmm.
He's having a hard time.
Okay.
And I can tell he's having a hard time. And I think to myself, I wonder if I should say something. And then he reaches down and hits the buttons. And I think he's trying to slow it down, but he speeds it up.
Oh, no, sir.
So he takes his left foot off of the treadmill and puts it on the side.
Sure.
So it's not stuck. But his right foot is still
hopping?
Yes, he's hopping.
He's a human pogo stick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I think, wow, this guy's in trouble. And he pushes a button and it starts to go faster.
What is he doing?
Right. So I'm on the treadmill and I'm thinking, this guy, I wonder if he needs help because he's really struggling right now. It starts going faster. So then he puts his right foot on the right side. So now he's not touching the treadmill, which is going a million miles an hour.
Sure.
And he puts his head down.
What?
On the machine and it's just flying. And I was, so I decided, okay, I need to say something.
Right.
So I say, sir, do you need help? Okay, now, Jensen, you're going to play the role of me saying, sir, do you need help?
Would love to.
And then I'll play the old man and what he said to me.
Here
and
we
this
go.
Happened timing-wise this way.
Mm-hmm. Sir, do you need help?
Mind your business!
Oh, my God.
Old man pogo stick?
He says it. He screams it.
Was it Harrison Ford?
No. Oh. It's just so old dude. He had his head against it, and he's not touching anything.
Oh, my
mind
God.
Your business.
And he'll mind your business so loudly that there was a gym person that worked at the gym there, and he's like, sir, is this man bothering you?
No.
Oh, my God.
About me?
You.
No.
And I was like, no.
I tried to help him.
I just said, does he need help? And he said again, not to the employee, to me, mind your business.
Unreal.
And it didn't make any sense in my head. I was just trying to make it make sense, and I couldn't make sense of it. So the employee says, sir, you should probably leave. To me! So I was like, that's cool. I'm good. I'll leave. I'm not trying to annoy this man. It just looked like he needs, mind your business!
What now?
Same thing. He just kept yelling that at me. I was having a conversation with the employee.
And he's still yelling.
Just yelling at me. Mind your business.
But now are you allowed to go to this gym again?
Yes. But I left.
Right.
Before they could throw me out. I just left because I just figured, I don't know what's going on. You can't throw me out. I'm going to run out myself.
Wow.
It was one of the strangest things I've ever seen because this man was desperately hanging on for dear life.
I can't wait to see if you see him mind your business again.
He was so mad at me.
He's great.
If I see him again, I will go on the treadmill next to him.
You have to. And you have to ask him if he's okay.
Sir, just even before he starts.
Yeah, even before he starts. Sir, are you okay? Just right before.
Mind your business.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was like, dude, a little aggressive. So maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
I don't.
You guys, Kevin joined a gym.
That's not the point.
Out of this whole story, that's the thing
sorry.
I hardly believe.
Wasn't listening.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. K-Rock UFM. World famous K-Rock.
Who knew? One of the things that we love here on Kevin in the Morning is fast food.
Yeah.
We love fast food.
And there's things happening all across the world. Test foods, new items on menus. And
why don't they do it all here so that we can?
I wish.
It's a great question. We're leading the way.
Yeah.
But I tell you about those things in the fast food report.
KROQ 106.7 FM, through the magical wonderment of radio airwaves, brings you the fast food report. With your dude with the lowdown on chain restaurant food, Jensen Karp.
Pooped my pants.
He'll get his hands dirty with grease and face covered in cheese. He's your direct line to delicacies and calories. He is Jensen Karp. Take it away, gumshoe.
Thanks, Omar. I am the czar of the QSR, the catch-all of cholesterol, the fast food fat daddy, El Champion, Mr. 40 Pizzas in 30 Days. Your boy Jensen ready to talk about the things that are happening all around the fast food industry.
All right, hit us.
Champion.
Let's kick it down under, where the Outback Steakhouse waiters do speak in Australian accents. It's off to New Zealand, where Burger Kings appear to be taking out the middleman with their newest concoction, the French fry sandwich, adorably called the Chip Buddy. B-U-T-T-Y.
The Chip Buddy.
Chip Buddy. Buddy is a term for sandwich out there. The Chip Buddy features the chain's crispy golden fries, mayo, ketchup, all sandwiched between two soft buns. That's right. No meat.
What?
Just French fries in between burger buns. Where is the beef indeed? It's currently in only test stages and it costs $1.30, which I thought was quite low. So, you know all that you need to know as of right now. So I ask you only one thing. French fry sandwich, what a surprise, or try tie me down and paper cut my eyes. The Burger King Chip Buddy, eat it or beat it. Let's go, Kev.
Did you say me?
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have to try that. I think I need to eat it.
All right, Muggos.
You know, the fact that there is no meat on the sandwich kind of sways me to want to say no, but you got fries on a bun, I'll eat it.
Have you guys even ever wondered what? Have you put French fries in a sandwich?
Potato chips, yeah. French fries.
But you just add them to a sandwich,
right?
You don't have to buy it without the burger.
Yeah,
right.
Usually meat on it.
Allie,
yeah, I'd rather it had meat, and quite frankly, just bun and fries. You're just eating just total carb.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying that was a good part of it. Okay. Moving on. The Chip Buddy might only be available in New Zealand, but Burger King's this side of the world have something for us too. May I introduce you to the nationally released Big Fried Cheese, or the BFC.
Big Fried Cheese.
Yes. This pioneering plan involves the bread more than anything else because it's a secondary patty. Okay, so it's almost, let me explain it to you. It's kind of difficult to understand, but
okay.
I'm as you know, I went to college for this.
Sure.
It involves a deep-fried cheese patty consisting of cheddar cheese and mozzarella coated inside of a seasoned bun and deep-fried until crispy and golden brown.
Okay.
So it's almost another patty, almost the opposite of the French fry sandwich.
Okay.
This is another...
Just a patty of cheese.
Fried cheese.
Oh.
A new feature to the report that I'm going to add in now.
Eat it!
Well, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
You need to know all this.
Sorry.
I'm now going to start adding into the fast food report by checking into some of the most popular fast food reviewers on YouTube for their reactions.
Okay.
So let's start with Joey's World Tour, who's sitting in a Carl's Jr. parking lot and just took his first bite.
First of all, I got to hit the cheese. Like a cheese blast. Oh my goodness. It's like a nuclear bomb of cheese went off in my mouth.
Okay. All right, good to know. You can order this patty with the BFC Angus Thick Burger, the BFC Frisco Breakfast Sandwich, or just order it and add it to any of Carl's Jr.'s burgers or breakfast sandwiches. You just get the patty for $3. Available now everywhere. So here's the question. Buns with cheese, it's what I'm about, or let someone with mono sneeze in my mouth. Eat it or beat it. Let's start with Ali.
I never want someone with mono to sneeze in my mouth.
So as long as they're healthy, you're good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna eat it.
Kevin.
I'll eat it and eat it and then eat it.
Wow. Okay.
Muggos, I have a feeling.
You had me at cheddar and mozzarella cheese deep fried into a golden brown patty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the whole thing.
Yeah.
The idea of saying you had me at is at the beginning.
Oh, right. You don't have to say the whole thing?
No. Oh, okay. That makes no sense.
Okay. Moving on. A frequent FFR star are our friends at Doghouse, who love to push the boundaries when it comes to hot dogs. And now, for a limited time, they are offering the newest addition to their chef collaboration series, the Tot Dog.
The Tot Dog.
Made in conjunction with Michelin star chef Anthony Sasso, which is impressive, the Tot Dog features an all-beef dog topped with extra crispy tater tots, celery salt, coleslaw, and house barbecue sauce on a grilled King's Hawaiian roll.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Available through just February 29th at participating locations. And again, a dollar from every sale goes to No Kid Hungry Charity, which is great, defeating hunger. So you know where we have to go now. It's to a question of wild importance. I ask... Tots on a dog, that's a good offer, or let Drake start texting my underage daughter. The Tot Dog, eat it or beat it. Let's go to Mugs.
You had me at Tots with celery, salt, and barbecue okay. sauce, and coleslaw
again,
over.
Again, you just mentioned it.
You're missing the point.
Allie.
As you know, I am a connoisseur of the hot dog, having worked at Frank's for the memories growing up.
Right. And worn a hot dog on a stick outfit.
Thank you. True. Thank you for mentioning and noticing. I'm a definite eat it.
Kev Dog.
There's nothing about that that sounds bad at all.
All right. 100%. Very good. I agree. Never ready to go with just the flow. Pizza Hut has brought along one of the cheesiest offerings to date, and that's saying something. May I introduce to you... science's latest innovation, the mozzarella papa pizza. I can't even say it.
Huh?
The mozzarella poppers pizza.
Poppers.
Difficult to say, but we're going to post a picture of it right now on our Twitter and Instagram pages, at Kevin in the Morning, so make sure to check it out. What is? It's basically a mashup of the popular mozzarella popper appetizer and pizza. Okay. The mozzarella poppers pizza features 16 crispy mozzarella stuffed squares baked with a mix of garlic, onion, cheeses, Italian seasonings, basil, and oregano around the crust of a traditional pizza. So it's at the top of the crust all the way around in a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Available for only a limited time at Pizza Hut, but now it's a different time. It's time for a question. Mozzarella poppers pizza. Appetizers and pizza, that's the truth. Or serve me a smoothie of urine and poop. Eat it or beat it. Kev Dogs.
I don't want urine or poop.
No.
So I'll try it.
Muggos.
You had me at 16 parts of mozzarella.
Allie?
It just looks like they took the appetizer and stuck it to the crust.
Yes, again, I don't know if that's positive or negative. Sounds positive to me, but you tell me.
I'll eat it.
And while we're talking about jalapeno poppers, let's take it to Papa John's. They may not know when the Day of Reckoning is appearing, but they do know how to get the starter Hall of Fame going because they've added something new to their usually pizza-dominated menu. That's the jalapeno popper roll. All right, the jalapeno popper roll features Philadelphia cream cheese spread on the brand's fresh dough and rolled up with jalapenos for a creamy kick of heat. Baked fresh and cut into eight individual rolls with a side of ranch, just $5.99. I don't want to sway the jury, but here's a clip from YouTube fast food reviewer Peep This Out, who taste tested.
Well, already, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
He taste tested it this last weekend. Here are his first impressions.
Well, already I'm liking what I'm seeing here right now, guys. This has got some really, really nice puffy type of pizza dough that it's rolled into here. And as you can see, there is plenty of jalapenos all around. Plenty of cheese in here, too. As I'm kind of squeezing down on this right now, this is a lovely situation. I think this one's going to squirt. I'm going to have to be careful.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, bud.
Dear.
So now that you've heard the first impression and know what we're in for, the question has arrived. I'm craving the taste of the jalapeno popper, or I'll lick the sweaty armpits of John Popper. Eat it or beat it. Let's talk of mugs.
That guy had me at squirt.
Finally.
Alan finally got it out.
It sounds so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take John Popper's.
No.
No,
you're not.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
No, that's a terrible option.
That's disgusting. Kevin?
I'm running the board with eating all
of
them.
I'm not shocked.
No.
Finally, we're at our last one. You may like eating fast food.
Mm. Okay.
But do you like smelling it?
Smelling fast food.
Well, McDonald's is ready to fill your nose in addition to your bellies with the new Quarter Pounder scented candles.
Oh.
Each set of six custom scented candles come in glass containers inspired by six essential Quarter Pounder ingredients. Okay, these are the different candles.
Okay.
Bun, ketchup, pickle, cheese, onion, and fresh beef.
They don't have a fry?
No. This is just the quarter pounder.
Oh.
McDonald's recommends burning all six candles at one time for maximum deliciousness. Mm. They each have an approximate burning time of 25 hours, so that sounds like a steal. This is in celebration of the quarter pounder's 50th anniversary, and they're already sold out on the McDonald's site, but there are rumors that inventory might be replenished one more time. So that brings me to a question. Hamburger candle, I'd like to try it, or be stuck with Joaquin Phoenix talking about plant-based diets. Sniff it or biff it. Let's go to Allie. Sniff it or biff it.
I'm going to run through the house with a pickle in my mouth. I'm sniffing it.
Smell it.
Oh, or smell it. Sorry. It is now smell it or quell it.
Right.
Okay. Now, so you tell me.
I would like to smell it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mugs.
Look, I'm all about the quarter pounder. Mm-hmm. I love that sandwich. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to smell it. I want to eat it. So this is dumb. I'm going to quell it.
Quell it.
All right. Kevin?
Also have a tremendous problem staying away from McDonald's. I do. Right. So this will not help.
This would hurt you. You would go every day for 25 hours
this
as it burns.
Will not help me.
Okay.
Because it'll make me want to go to McDonald's. Yeah, so I'm going to say no. Quell it.
Yeah.
All right.
Quell it.
Well, good job, Kev.
Sounds like someone won't have cool candles in his house. But until then, we'll see you with the next Fast Food Report.
Signing off for KROQ 106.7 FM. That was the Fast Food Report with Jensen Karp.
Allie, what do we have for what's happening?
Well, just a reminder for everybody that the Kobe Bryant Memorial Service will happen today at Staples Center. It starts at 10 a.m. and they expect it to go until about 1 p.m. And they're talking about if you have a ticket, great. Get there early because it's going to be very crowded down there. There's going to be a lot of security checkpoints. If you don't have a ticket, please stay home and watch it. There's going to be no way for you to get even close to Staples Center. Streets around are closed. There's going to be barricades set up, checkpoints, like I said, to make sure that you have a ticket and it matches your ID. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get anywhere near it. And they're not going to have the screens up showing the memorial. They're going to be black. You're not going to be able to see that. So stay home. It's going to be basically on every channel here locally. Of course, NBA TV will begin coverage at 10 a.m. Live streams available on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can go to the Los Angeles Lakers website. They will send you over to where to watch. Good day. LA is going to be live from the Staples Center all morning long. So there are a million ways to watch it.
I'll be listening on KNX on the way home.
Excellent. Yep. So stay home, watch it, listen to it, whatever you need to do, but definitely do not head on down to Staples Center.
No.
Guys, don't call it a reboot. They've been here for years. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Kevin,
come on!
How
now.
Many articles?
How are you
going to
do me like that?
How many articles
all.
Were you tagged in?
Yeah,
all. Yeah. Here's the thing: we used to say, like months ago, will there be a reunion?
Yeah.
Then it became, oh my gosh, there's possibly a reunion. Then it became, there's a reunion and they're negotiating. Well, the time has come. The six core stars of Friends and the creators have officially closed a deal to reunite for a one-off HBO Max special. The special, along with the entire library of Friends, will be available in May when the streaming service officially launches.
So exciting.
They were paid between $2.5 million and $3 million each.
Is Larry the Monkey going to be there?
His name is Marcel.
Marcel.
Larry the Monkey.
I don't remember his name.
I do like the episode where they had Larry the Monkey, though. That was a great...
Marcel was really angry.
He was mad. Yeah. He's like, what about me? I'm Marcel. Between $2.5 and $3 million each for this. It's
so
insane.
It's going to be way worth it, though, you guys.
And again, a lot of people really shocked when they started reading about it. Like, I think people just see the article,
or
Friends
headline
cast
even.
Reuniting.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a reboot on the way. These are the six of them just chatting about the special.
Right.
Just chatting about being on Friends for an hour.
There's no new episode.
No new episodes. They're just talking about the show, you guys. There's no episode. There's
remember
no
that time
reboots.
When you sang that song about Smelly
Cat?
Oh, that was so great. That's the whole special.
Yeah. And then maybe they show a clip. That's it, you guys.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Honestly.
Not for me.
Your buddy Ben Winston is directing
it. I know,
this.
And producing. I know. Which, by the way, he'll make it great.
Yeah.
He's going to do the best possible way that that sounds. Like, that's the thing is you hear, oh, it's just going to be them talking. And then Ben, who is known for the Late Late Show with James Corden, mm-hmm. as well as the Grammys and Tonys. Mm-hmm. He was the most Emmy-nominated person this year. He'll make something good out of it. I just don't know what, in addition to them sitting around doing a director's commentary, it would be. We'll see.
Not for me.
We'll see.
For an hour of work between $2.5 million
awesome.
And $3 million.
Congrats to them.
Why am I not on Friends?
I have a couple ideas as to why.
Why?
Well, you weren't trying out for acting or anything. And,
no, but right. Why not?
Well,
we can't answer why not.
Yeah. Could just give you sort of the specifics as to you not being an actress or going out on auditions.
So Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas has passed away. We know that. But he's always been a pretty charitable guy. But he left the bulk of his $80 million estate to his foundation, the Douglas Foundation, the charity that he co-founded nearly six decades ago.
Clap if you care.
I do care.
Well, you didn't clap, so.
I'm holding paper. Oh, okay. I'm very busy.
All right.
The nonprofit benefits the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, the Kirk and Ann Douglas Childhood Center, and a St. Lawrence University scholarship for underprivileged students. So
awesome.
Essentially, all of it goes towards people that couldn't otherwise help themselves, which is a beautiful thing.
It is.
They were talking about, in one article, they're like, did he snub his son, Michael Douglas? Michael Douglas is worth about $300 million.
He doesn't need
the dough. He doesn't need Pop's money. Everyone's gonna be fine.
Clap if you don't mind a hologram.
Oh, well.
All right.
I don't mind one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good times. So that's kind of a lovely thing right there, you guys.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also very nice, a lot of Watchmen in the news this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Talking about, like, they changed it up where it could win awards in a specific category. They changed it to a limited series category, which opens up to possibly more.
Mm-hmm.
And then Regina King was talking to Watchmen. She opened up about the future of the show, telling The Hollywood Reporter, quote, I can see myself being involved in a season two if it was really smart. I would need to know the beginning and the end game, unlike how this season was.
Oh,
which is shocking.
Wow.
To me
is she S-talking
she
it?
No.
Oh, she just didn't know.
No, meaning she
Got
didn't
it.
Know when she started that she didn't know what was going
to
happen at the end. I won't give anything away, but that finale, good God! Oh, one of the best finales I've ever seen.
And she's so good on that show.
Oh, my God. So she said, I did not know what the end game was, but I would totally trust creator Damon Lindelof. There's a part of me that feels like it's just really hard to think we could top season one, you know? Yeah, I do know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do know, because it was that good. I've never had a show before that I would be fine if they didn't do more.
Because you got the closure you wanted.
It was so good to me. Mm-hmm. That finale was so good. But then I think about that finale being so good, and I don't want to say, because if you haven't watched it, well, first of all, come on.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah,
whatever.
She's now the Watchman, everybody.
Right.
So,
too late.
I mean, too late. Sorry. To see where she could go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. So into it. Damon,
I think
give
I would
me a
say
call.
Yes.
No. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Don't
give me
call. A call right now, Damon, if you're listening.
No.
Well, 1-800.
Don't need a call.
No,
don't need a call.
I want to see it.
Same.
All right.
I would like to see it.
Although it sounded like you argued for about a full minute that it was enough. And
it,
you don't
it
want
is
more.
Enough. If they don't do it, I will be fine.
Okay.
But if they want to do it, I will be ecstatic.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Absolutely. Like Fleabag. I do not want any more. Do not do any more. You can't do any more. It's perfect. It's the perfect show. Two seasons, good night, need no more.
But.
No.
No.
I don't want more.
Cool, why not?
I don't want more of Fleabag, but I could have more of The Watchmen.
Okay.
Have I made that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Good times, you
Established.
Guys.
Established.
Some birthdays for you. Edward James Olmos. Matt Skiba. Blink-182. Alkaline Trio. Mm-hmm. Love him. Daniel Kaluuya. And were you a Charlotte?
Charlotte, yes, probably.
Yeah,
more of a Charlotte.
I feel like you were more of a
Maybe
Charlotte.
I was a Miranda?
I'm more of a Miranda.
Huh.
I'm Miranda Carey adjacent.
I don't know what you're talking
honestly,
about.
You're Samantha.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm truthfully
about.
Probably an Aiden.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely be an Aiden. You
not
don't want to be a
big. Don't want to be a big.
Don't want to be a big.
No.
What's happening?
We're talking about Sex and the City characters.
Oh.
I love how lost Kevin was. His head was on a swivel like he was watching a tennis match.
I'm excited not to have known that.
Happy birthday to Kristen Davis from Sex and the City. And that's what's happening.
Great news is next. A lot of times the news blows.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, we do great news. And we're going to play this intro in just 1 second.
Oh, good one, guys.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. But we'll try to make that feeling go away. It's time for great news today.
Great news! I will start with a woman in Arizona named Natalie Riley. She first started writing letters to first responders, thank you letters to first responders, with her mom. And this is one of the first responders.
That note's there to remind me that the rest of the world isn't grim, and there is a lot of gratitude out there.
This started when her mom had cancer. To cheer her up, she searched for an answer.
We had a bunch of empty blank thank you notes, threw them on the kitchen table, and she always had an affinity for first responders and veterans, and so that's who we addressed them to. We got her in the car, drove around for 3 hours.
She's like, seriously, can I just go home?
No, mom's like, no, we're going to go to the firehouse. Sit tight. Mama's got stuff to do.
And looked for them.
While her mom's no longer here, she still holds their tradition dear.
I mean, that's not as funny. I mean, but
way to go.
Yeah, yeah. So allow Allie to tell another joke here if you like.
So she did pass away, but then Natalie kept writing
these.
She kept on.
It seems like Natalie's notes find people on bad days or just long days when they're tired and drained, and it kind of recharges you.
Nothing but beautiful things have come from giving back. I have been given the gift of a huge community in her place, and she is in every note that I write.
So she writes these notes and delivers them to first responders. She also started a charity, which was what she was talking about at the end. So many people, Nothing But Love Notes is the name of the charity. And you can go there and you can send notes and she will get them delivered to first responders.
That is really lovely.
That is sweet.
And not only have the letters helped to cheer thousands of people, but the labor of love also has led to love for her.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
A new boyfriend, a retired police officer who received one of her letters last year.
It's very nice.
What's the age difference?
I don't know. I didn't look at the age.
I mean, he's retired. I figured she's...
He was a first responder. He probably got early retirement. Jeez, Allie.
And let her have love. Allie, why do you hate love?
Okay.
I mean, Allie's imagining some Anna Nicole Smith situation here.
What's happening?
Why is he in his 70s and she's 16?
You don't know...
Number one, she's of age.
Okay.
She's 16.
My bad. God. No, that's a great story.
And that's my great news.
Kevin, you're a father.
Yes.
Of daughters.
Yes.
You ever do the daddy-daughter dance?
Yes.
It's wonderful,
This
right?
is like a junior high or high school situation?
Yeah, where you go, a lot of times elementary school, where you have a daddy-daughter dance and you both get dressed up. Usually you get a little corsage. It's just an awesome time. Well, Avi Cox, who's 8 years old, had always dreamed of going to the annual daddy-daughter dance at her elementary school in Van Buren, Arkansas. But sadly, Avi's father passed away during the holiday season, and her visions of dancing the night away alongside her doting dad were crushed. It was around the same time that the local police chief pitched an idea to his officers, and he asked if anyone was willing to volunteer their time to escort students to the dance who don't have dads or father figures. And a man named Nick Harvey stepped up, immediately thought of his three daughters. He used to take them to the event every single year. They're all grown up now, but as soon as he heard about Avi, he knew he needed to make it happen.
I reached out to the mother. Mother came, said it was okay. Because the last thing I want to do is get rejected by a second grader. So her mom talked to her about it, and the next day I formally asked her if she would be my date to the daddy-daughter dance.
Avi said yes, and the pair made sure to coordinate their outfits, take lots of pictures, and even rode in a limo to get pizza before heading to the event.
She had helium?
It meant a lot because I actually got to go and see all my friends there, and then get to go with him and have a lot of fun.
That's sweet.
We joke about the helium. I literally was like, how do I slow this down? They obviously sped this up for the report. How do I slow it down? It's insane. If you watch the whole report, then at the end when she does what's the tag where she just says where she is, that it's totally normal speed.
What?
But I was like, what happened with this
be my date to the daddy-daughter dance.
Avi said yes, and the pair made sure to coordinate their outfits, take lots of pictures, and even rode in a limo to get pizza before
Slow
heading
down.
To the event.
She's like six. This
Slow
reporter is
down,
six.
Ma'am.
And that's my story.
So they went to the dance, danced all night, took pictures, and ride home. Police car. How cool is that? Which, if I had a dollar for every police car I had to drive
right?
home from a dance in. But he is not only the best for doing this, he's the best for promising to take her to every dance every year from then on out. Avi was like, wait, even like prom?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to get old
that
quick.
That sucks.
I don't have to promise prom, do I?
No, just the daddy-daughter dances. And that is my great news.
Now, USC has had quite a bad year in the PR department.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
No denying that. With the mm-hmm. dozens of parents busted in an FBI sting, it was Project Varsity Blues. People were falsifying applications and paying their way into the school by pretending to be part of the athletic department. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that they're on their way to any number one university list this year. I, myself, mm-hmm. an alumni of USC. Mm-hmm. This past year, I've been pretty embarrassed to admit that. I did not fight on much. And now, with numerous presidential candidates focusing on making college affordable or completely free across the board and eliminating debt, you have to wonder what the future for private universities is.
USC yeah. is private.
It's, yeah.
Oh, I
yeah.
did not know that.
That's why it costs so much,
yeah.
so much money. My son, you know, I have an 8-month-old. You wonder, mm-hmm. we talk about...
You already enroll him?
Well, no, I mean, he's
on the rowing team.
trying to get his grades up first. But, you know, you wonder, will college even be an option for him? Well, you know, will people be putting money into, you know, it seems like a waste of money to a lot of people.
Yep.
Okay. Well, USC appears to be doing something about it, making their school more affordable for those who need it in an absolutely revolutionary move. Last Thursday, it was announced that future USC students with a household income of $80,000 or less will attend tuition-free.
Wow.
Wow.
That's incredible. It will start, it's a new initiative that will start with students entering in the fall 2020 and spring 2021 semesters, and the school estimates that one-third of new students will benefit from this adjustment. One-third of new students
third. Wow.
will have free tuition. And keep in mind, tuition for USC, $57,000 a year, with room and board estimated at $16,000 more.
So they still have to pay room and board and
yes,
books and everything.
Yes, well, but... unless you get a scholarship, and then that scholarship will go
wow.
towards that. So keep that in mind. With college costs skyrocketing in the United States, schools now cost 2.5 times what it did in 1971, which a lot of people will be like, whatever, inflation. That's way above inflation rates.
Yeah, yeah. That's insane.
So that is not in line with inflation. You have to applaud USC for making this incredible first step. They also are eliminating a house ownership clause that it's involved in some applications to USC.
What does that mean?
Makes it easier for you if you own a house or
oh.
whatever. It's basically so they know you can pay for it.
Oh, I got
all
you.
That's being eliminated as well. So a lot of the things that they used to do in order to get people in and pay high prices are being taken away. It's awesome. So let's hope that schools across the country are able to follow suit with this.
That'd
because
be great.
When you look at UCLA's tuition, you know, with for those who live in California, it's so much lower than something at USC. And then
yep.
there's people like me who couldn't get into UCLA and had to go to USC.
Wow. Very sad.
Sounds bitter right there
wow.
at the end.
Anyway, I was pretty good on my rowing team. And that's my great news!
Mugs, also known as Muggos.
Mm-hmm.
What did you spend your weekend doing, Mugs?
First off, let me just go, whoo, whoo!
Can we name it, call
yes.
him by his real name
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Muggalo.
Okay. Yeah.
Muggalo.
I was at Juggalo Weekend in downtown L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, oh boy, was it a great time.
So this is the Los Angeles equivalent to the Gathering of the Juggalos.
I didn't know they did one in Los
Angeles. This is new.
Oh, it's first time?
Brand new.
First
you know,
ever.
For a long time, the Juggalos, the Insane Clown Posse fans, what they're named, were on the FBI's list of gangs.
Yeah.
Wow.
For real. So it was very difficult for them to play in other cities and states. That was lifted a few years ago, so it was good to see Los Angeles was on their list of destinations. Muggos is now wearing the logo of the Insane Clown Posse sweatshirt, so clearly things went well for you.
Pretty sweet.
It went great.
And the face paint that you're wearing is kind of crazy.
You like it?
Oh, no, that's your beard.
Oh.
Oh, got it. Okay, never mind. Thought it was face paint.
So I went down there, and I was in line as all the Juggalos were waiting to get in on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And despite what we may have seen in like past documentaries, there's a documentary called American Juggalo
mm-hmm.
that you see all the Insane Clown Posse loyalists, and you're like, oh my God, if I like, it would be so crazy to hang out with them. I wouldn't want, they're dangerous, you know? Surprising. They were all really nice.
What? That's the thing.
They were all super cool and super welcoming, and you know, they didn't mind me interviewing them. So, first off, you know, I have to test the mic.
Come over here.
I really killed it.
Yeah.
This is you sing, testing the mic?
Testing the mic.
Killing it.
Wow.
This is the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh.
This is them singing Juggalo Island.
Yeah, so that was... So if you hadn't, if for people who are not familiar with ICP, that's them.
Insane Clown Posse.
So this is me testing the mic.
Okay.
Balls. Balls.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Worth Sounded
it.
Clear.
So as we'll hear, as we'll hear later in a couple of clips, most of the Juggalo loyalists have great names.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As you'll hear in this first clip.
I'm here with CRS the Villain.
Right. CRS the Villain. You got like the kind of like the Clockwork Orange look going on right now. You got your ICP shirt. Let me ask you, CR the Villain?
CRS the Villain.
CRS, MSDS. Do you follow the Juggalos everywhere they go?
Absolutely. I've been to Las Vegas because of this. I've been to Florida because of this. I've been to all 10 gatherings because of this.
Mm-hmm.
I live for it, you know what I mean?
What do you want to say to the haters of ICP?
Open your mind. Whoa, whoa.
Right?
Right.
Whoa, whoa. Is this Cheers with Beer Mug? Because it sounds
it does sound
like
sounds similar.
Out of it.
You've had a beer or 10.
Look, I mean, there might have been a lot of marijuana smoke circulating around.
Right. Contact.
Circulating in your lungs?
No. Well, yes, but through, via contact.
Sure, okay. Of course.
So my next clip is a group of guys. I mean, these guys they were all the way, I believe, from New Mexico. They had their New Mexico flag draped around them, ICP gear. And I asked this one guy kind of, what kind of goes on at a Juggalo weekend?
What's the craziest thing you've seen this weekend so far? Fago flying everywhere. It was awesome. Best time.
When the Fago flies, you just open your mouth and like collect it all?
Why not? Just like, spray Fago on me.
So for people who don't know, number one, I've performed at the Gathering of the Juggalos, as everyone should know, because that's my biggest achievement I've ever been involved in. Fago is a soda, a cheap soda out of the Michigan area, and the Insane Clown Posse has gravitated towards it.
It's odd.
No one really knows why, but at their shows, they spray Fago on the audience.
It's like a rite of passage. If you get hit with Fago, that's it. You can die happy.
It's not Fago.
It's like hip-hop Gallagher. Yeah, hip-hop Gallagher.
So I asked the same guy, what is it about ICP he loves so much?
You know, I meet the dopest people here, man. I love this. ICP has been this. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be alive. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't know any of these. And I'm happy to be here.
Right.
Woo, 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 woo,
woo. Juggalo.
Juggalo. Let me see your asshole.
What? How
what is it?
Let me see your blank asshole.
What does he want to see?
We couldn't say
someone's a-hole, clearly.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh.
I think that's like a...
It's, that's one of their things. Yeah, right. That's what I was trying to figure out.
They sniff each other's butts. I've heard
guess.
That.
I guess.
What's going on?
To be honest, I've never understood that part of their culture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another Juggalo with a fantastic name.
I'm here with Blood Trench.
Blood Trench. That's a great Juggalo name. Is that your Juggalo name?
Yeah, I actually make music with that name, too.
No, it's my real name.
It's God-given. Yep.
What the hell?
What do you got to say to all the haters of the Insane Clown Posse?
Them.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Blood Trench, you're the man. I love that name.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Does your grandma like that name?
Yeah, I guess.
That's a weird question.
Does your grandma like
I should have asked what his grandma's Juggalo name was. Yeah! Here's a guy with probably my favorite Juggalo name of all time. I kind of wanted to ask him what he does.
I'm here with Scene Loke.
Scene Loke?
Yes.
Like the scene and then like a loke.
Yes.
Is that your Juggalo name?
No, that's my entertainer name.
Why do you keep asking that question?
Well, it could be.
What other kind of name would it be?
Well, this is his entertainment name.
Scene Loke.
See?
So Muggles was right.
Love it, love it, love it, love it. What do you do for a living?
I'm like a hip-hop comedian, performer.
Nice. So could we get a little sample?
Oh, no. I showed up long hair, face on I don't care, blank stare, your mama's man is here. I came back to bring her underwear, that skirt she's been wearing, I've been under there.
Beautiful, beautiful, that's good. Scene Loke in the house.
Beautiful.
Scene Loke.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Next clip is a couple. They came together. They came to Juggalo Weekend together.
Oh, so it's a couple and they came together?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
not
nice.
Crazy. Both had their face painted.
Mm-hmm.
Great, great ICP paint.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started the interview, Chad, who's the male, was quick to correct me. And what draws you to the Insane Clown Posse so much? Why do you love them?
it's a community kind of like no other. We're really there for each other. I mean, there are assholes in every group, but, like, we're really there for each other. I have so many friends. The music I really like. I know it sounds like trash to a lot of people, but I really enjoy it.
All right, so I messed that clip up. I switched them.
Okay. Okay.
That was it. I'm still contact high.
No,
from,
I mean, obviously, yeah. you're still high from your lungs.
Yeah, that was a female juggalette,
oh,
and mm-hmm. she was explaining
Wait,
why.
That was a female? Okay.
Did you at all try to hit on her?
Yeah.
All right.
From Detroit, baby.
All right.
This is the couple that traveled all the way. Chad, how far did you guys come today for the gathering?
This is not the gathering. This is J-Day.
Okay, right. J-Day. Thank you. See, I'm not woke. I'm not ICP woke. This is J-Day.
ICP woke. Yeah.
And how long have you guys been into ICP?
For like 16, 17 years. Him probably close to like 20 years.
I don't even like those guys.
That's funny because your face paint says otherwise.
Yeah, she held me down and forced me to do it. It's part of the initiation.
I'm sorry. What up? That's getting kinky. I love it. What do you got to say? What do you say to all the haters of ICP? What do you want to tell them?
Come have fun. Don't be a lame.
Don't be a lame indeed.
Don't be a lame.
Wow.
I love that guy.
This guy's great.
I love that guy.
Chad.
This next person.
Chad.
It's a weirdly named yeah, Chad. Yeah.
Didn't expect him to be a
Is
Chad.
Is that his juggalo name?
I guess. That's his entertainment name.
This next person came all the way from Japan.
What?
Oh, J-Day.
Quick little clip. Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
How would you do that in Japanese? Same thing?
Oh, just whoop whoop.
I can't work.
Wait, so in Japanese they okay, just take out the W?
Whoopie whoop!
That just happened!
What? Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop!
Okay, that's right.
How would you do that in Japanese? Same thing?
Oh, just whoop whoop.
Yeah,
yeah, just leave out the W. Out the W.
Yeah.
All right, good to know.
Very different. Good I wouldn't know. Have thought to ask that question.
No, me
well
either.
Well done.
And he did it.
And then no, no Juggalo weekend would be complete without a good chant.
Who's got chicken hut?
Please sell chicken hut.
Who's got chicken hut?
Please sell chicken hut.
Got a mother chicken hut. Whoop whoop.
It sounded like who's got a chicken hut.
I heard who's going to drink a nut.
Chicken.
What are they saying exactly, Muggs?
Who's going chicken hunting?
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Who's going chicken hunt?
Please go chicken hunt.
Who's going chicken hunt?
Please go chicken hunt.
Got a mother chicken hunt.
So there you go.
Wow.
Juggalo
Muggs.
Weekend 2020.
Muggalos.
Muggalos yeah. truly engulfed in the culture.
Yeah, I'll see you next year at Juggalo Weekend 2021. Woo woo.
J Day.
The story comes out of Britain. Dad slams school after leaflet tells teens to suck toes rather than have sex.
What?
This is a pamphlet that the school sent home with 101 ways to show someone that you love them.
Oh, no.
Without having sex.
Oh, no.
His daughter is 14 years old, and they got this pamphlet, and I looked it up for all of the ideas on it.
Okay. How could you think that's too much baggage, a 27-year-old virgin man?
101 ways to show someone that you love them without having sex. So there's a bunch of normal ones, say I love you, pick them a flower, that kind of stuff. But then there's weird stuff, like give them your last Rolo.
Oh, that is
the
sweet.
Candy?
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't say the candy. It just says give them your last Rolo.
It's a specific candy.
Go on a love boat. Kiss when people aren't looking.
Wait, did you say go on the love boat?
I did.
What? Like the show?
Doesn't clarify. It's just 101 ways.
Okay. All right.
To not have sex with people.
Okay.
Kiss them when people aren't looking. Seems
all right.
Oddly like the step just before sex.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
There is, give them some loving cuddles.
Okay.
Even in the street.
No, right. That's not a good idea.
Okay.
Even in the street. Does that make sense?
Like in the middle of the street?
Like just hugging and stuff. Just
organize an I love you message out the back of an airplane.
Okay.
Who's got that budget?
These high school kids are
This is
very
a pamphlet
wealthy.
That they sent home of 101 ways to not have sex. Buy them a piece of the moon.
Okay.
Is number 23.
So that's like one of those, like, name a tree after
yes.
you or whatever.
Right. This is the one that the dad was complaining about. Number 26 is suck their toes.
Okay.
What? What? Huh?
No.
Suck their toes.
Why would that even be on the list?
I don't. This list seems to have been made by committee, it seems like, because there's so many weird ones. Walk 1,000 miles for one of their smiles.
I would walk by. Yeah.
Isn't that just a phrase or a saying? It doesn't mean walk 1,000 miles, but it says that on here.
That's so dumb.
Cuddle each other and fall asleep in front of a fire. I don't know that that's going to help.
It sounds nice.
This is 101 ways to show somebody you love them without having sex.
Read the studies.
So suck on their toes is the offensive one so far. Let's see. Write their name in the sand. Mm-hmm. Run them a bath.
Who? What?
But leave your clothes on when you run them a bath.
Run them a bath.
If a dude is running me a bath,
yes,
we're going to bone.
Yes.
This is 100 ways to have foreplay.
101 ways to show someone that you love them without having sex.
Because you're going to do it right after you do all these things.
Run them a bath. That's my point.
Come on.
Propose marriage.
Oh.
That seems like an odd choice.
So they're suggesting people just as teenagers get married.
Yes.
Okay.
This pamphlet, yes. Write their names with a sparkler.
Well, that you can't.
I don't even understand that one. Decorate their room and all their favorite things.
That's creepy.
I don't know that being in their room is going to help you not have sex. Take them on a surprise trip.
You are not going on an overnight trip or falling asleep in front of a fire.
By the way, don't send your teenagers out on trips.
This is irresponsible.
This is irresponsible.
Yes, agreed.
Yes.
This list of 101 ways to show someone you love them without having sex is irresponsible.
Yes.
55 is play footsie.
Oh, then it leads to number 26.
That's what I would think. Suck your toes, yes. 68 is win them a prize.
Okay, like a carnival.
Sure, yeah.
That's cute.
Number 70 is an odd one. If you're trying to not have sex, touch and caress them.
Yeah. This is foreplay. All of these are foreplay.
Kiss them deeply.
Yeah.
Number 73. Number 75, tell them they're beautiful, even if they look rough.
Oh.
That's nice.
Okay.
That's actually great.
That is
advice.
Actually a good idea.
Even if they look rough, insane. Adopt an animal for them. That's a terrible idea.
For a teenager.
It's the worst idea ever.
More responsibility.
Talk to each other about sex and find out their thoughts on the subject.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, get
not
them
terrible.
All horned up.
No. I'm saying, like, it's a good idea to get
what
out of the
open. What are you into? Right. Me too.
Play with each other's hair.
Again.
That's my point, is everything that they're suggesting is foreplay.
It's about to go down if you play with my hair.
Cuddle at the cinema. Give them a foot massage.
What's
again? Somebody has a foot fetish.
This is Quentin Tarantino's list.
This is a real list of 101 ways to show people that you love them without having sex in England that they're sending home with high schoolers.
Oh, man.
Give them a foot massage. Number 98 is buy them some nice underwear.
Again, no! You better not be buying my teen girl underwear. How dare you?
A list of how to get shot by someone's dad.
And number 101 is read them the 101 ways to show someone that you love them other than having sex.
And this guy's just trying to sell pamphlets.
He really is. This is insanity.
This is so stupid.
Suck their toes, though.
Everything you said was one step away from doing the Arabian goggles.
Right? That's my point. But there's 101 of them that they sent home.
And there's all of them foreplay.
I don't want to Google it. Tell me how to Google
it. I'll send you a picture. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Tomorrow morning, okay, we're going to give out details of the April foolishness.
Whoa. Why are you whispering?
Tomorrow, because people can't hear me that way.
Oh. Are we not supposed to say it?
I'm not positive.
Okay.
So tomorrow.
What time tomorrow?
April Foolishness. I would guess 7:15.
7:15.
Yeah.
Like we'll have the lineup and everything?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Hey, Allie, will you crumple the paper near the mic so it's full ASMR? Thank you. Stop doing that.
No, too much?
Stop making that noise.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's
I
moist.
The line.
I don't like it.
Tomorrow, April Foolishness announcement.
Yes.
Excellent.
Woohoo!
Guys, I've got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about dinner and a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, you need more info?
Yes, please.
Okay.
It matters.
Is it Boy 2?
No, it is not.
Wrong. The Boy 2.
No. It is a pair of passes into an advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's Onward. It's happening March 3rd at AMC Orange. It hits theaters March 6th.
Hmm.
Look at those losers going to see it March 6th. You're seeing it March 3rd. And you're going to get a $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's. It's a sub above.
Gosh, I love movies.
I mean, really. Movie and a meal.
Love it.
We do such nice things for you.
Too nice.
Give a call right now. Be caller 10 at 1-800-520-1067. And you're going to receive a pair of passes into the advanced screening of Disney and Pixar's Onward on Tuesday, March 3rd at AMC Orange. And that $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's. Asababa. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's all about nostalgia.
Right.
It's all about people just thinking, oh, that was a great time in my life. I'd really like to experience that again. What if I told you this band? If I made you
feel so fast, yes, please.
Was doing an 11-day unity tour with this band.
Oh, wow, really?
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Yes, please.
You may be asking yourself, what have I done to deserve this? Well, I'll tell you what you've done. You've just been an American, because they are kicking off September 5th at the Budweiser Stage. Oh, in Toronto. I should have read.
Not American.
Yeah, it's a North American tour.
Right.
It's the only thing you need to do is be an American.
In Canada, they're checking your passport.
All right. Here's
pretty
the
sweet.
Thing. Pet Shop Boys with New Order.
I'm screaming.
You're screaming. I'm screaming. Friday, October 2nd at the Hollywood Bowl. A gorgeous fall night.
Great.
At the Hollywood Bowl to see the Pet Shop Boys and New Order. You guys.
Sounds fantastic.
This is so great.
Yay!
11-date unity tour. Again, kicks off in Canada.
Yeah, right. Just be
then,
an American.
Then... the U.S.
Here, yeah.
Well, then back up to Vancouver.
You didn't look at the story at all, did
didn't,
you?
Didn't.
Okay.
Didn't. I was all too right. busy trying to get the sound clips.
Saw the headline, got excited.
Saw the headline, was pumped, said, Omar, can I get two clips? And didn't really read the story, but how exciting.
But it ends up here.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean...
all you have to do is be Canadian.
Eventually.
What? Gets here,
I mean,
yeah.
it's in Canada.
Let
as
them
well
test in
as...
Canada. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Let them try
some
it.
Run-throughs.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and so then we'll get it after rehearsal.
That way they can protect, you know, perfect it. Yeah.
By the time they get to America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Pet Shop Boys.
Right.
West End Girls. Mm-hmm. Is that not one of the greatest songs ever?
I do
ever?
Love that song.
Love that song. Yeah.
Remember when someone had that as Texture 100 and we played it and everyone was happy?
Well, I mean, those were the days.
Are you making a reference to something else?
I am. Mm. I got more either DMs from people on Instagram or tweets from people that were like,
Frenchie!
My heart broke for you for a split second. Then I laughed harder than I've ever laughed in my life. And I agree. If you're just joining us, mm-hmm. we have a veto that we can use during Texture 100. They text in any song that's in mm-hmm. our system
yep.
for Keep It 100. We have the opportunity to veto it.
Now, the reason was because somebody requested I can ride my bike with no handlebars.
Flo
so
bots.
I was like, uh-huh. look, if they're going to request Flobots, yeah. we need to have a veto.
It was Flobots. It was Owl City. It was
yes.
the...
Yes.
All of those
crash test
added
dummies.
Up.
Yeah.
And we thought, wouldn't it be funny to be able to veto one of those? And then it's our choice. Well, when Francisco, a great American, I mean possibly Canadian, the way my morning's going, requested the ultimate banger, mm-hmm. bop, killer tune by Los Lobos, La Bamba,
mm-hmm.
I was beside myself with joy.
Very excited.
I've never seen you more excited.
Me neither.
I mean, it was so exciting. To hear La Bamba on K-Rock, that would just, come on. East Los Boy, come on. And then Kevin.
Frenchie!
He essentially.
I used my veto.
Yeah.
I used my veto. Mm-hmm. Just to hurt Allie. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest. It wasn't a plan.
You were planning maybe just to play a little
just
bit
a
of
little
Rage
prank.
Against the Machine.
Oh, I would never do that to you.
Yeah.
We posted it at Kevin Mornings on Instagram. You can relive the moment.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Second
I just That's exactly what happened. Sleepwalking.
Brain dead! Brain dead! Brain dead!
A lot of people don't know that Santo and Johnny
what?
Remix.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll just.
Yeah. So that happened on Friday. So.
That happened.
Uh-huh.
Right.
It was awful.
I'm so happy that you have a good sense of humor.
By the way, I did a little while ago ask Jensen off the air. Mm-hmm. I said, Jensen, if people were to kind of band together, which they said they're going to do, and all of them want to be Texture 100 and text in La Bamba by Los Lobos, you wouldn't.
I said no, because I would use my veto for a song that's bad.
Yeah. Well, that was the idea.
Song I don't
want to
hear at the time, yeah.
And by the way, I like La Bamba.
Also,
it had nothing to do with that.
Correct.
Also, you don't hate Mexicans the way that Kevin does.
No, I mean, I don't think that's what he meant. I don't think that's what he
meant. Yeah, which is such a bummer about Kevin.
I don't think that's what he meant.
That isn't what I meant at all.
Okay.
I think it was focused on you.
It was actually one of the funniest things you've ever done.
I'm so glad you found it funny.
So very much. All right, some birthdays for you. Edward James Olmos, Kristen Davis, Matt Skiba, and Daniel Kaluuya. And that's what's happening.
Got a weird tweet over the weekend.
Yeah.
That alerted us to the fact that Beer Mug played one of the games in between periods at the Kings game.
Oh, yeah. Like a contest, like a competition.
Oh, yeah.
On the ice.
Oh, yeah.
What were you playing for?
Like when they have the little peewees or squirts out there. And
yeah, Muggs. Muggs is just running over people.
He was hip checking.
I think this was for a prize.
Yeah, it was actually kind of like a last minute thing. So there were really, the winner got like a signed stick or something, but.
I assume by that you didn't win.
Hold on. We'll get to that, Kevin. Okay.
I was surprised that we found out from Twitter.
Yeah.
I was surprised he didn't put it online.
Or text us or something.
Or in our group chat.
Something.
So at the game last night, get there right before first puck drop, and I'm walking the concourse, the first level, and one of the LA King stage managers rushes up to me. She's like, are you available right now? I'm like, sure. What do you need? We need somebody to shoot pucks.
To play replacement goalie.
Yeah,
emergency
that would
goalie.
Be sweet.
Oh, did you hear about that guy?
I did. I thought you were going to be the next one.
Oh, that would be sweet. So I was like, yeah, sure. What do I got to do? And I was I was with my my buddy Ryan, who is actually the best man at my wedding.
Oh, excellent.
So we're hanging out. We're friends again. And so we go down. They take us down, and they give us a helmet. And because I have it's Lakers night last night, and I have my purple and gold LA Kings jersey on. So we get down there, and they suit us up. They give us helmets, shin pads. We sign waivers, and then magic happened.
Oh, no.
The magic happened.
Yeah. So I believe we have audio. This is me after the Kings host asked me how I'm feeling, and then I proceed to start shooting. You get 15 pucks, and you have 30 seconds to make as many of the 15 in.
From what line?
From mid-ice?
From the blue line.
Blue line.
Oh,
so not mid-ice.
Oh,
that's not
bad.
Not too bad.
No. Okay.
So, you know the Beer Mug confidence level, right?
Yes. Sure. Way too high. Too high for the ability.
Well, I went in with way too high for the ability, but let's listen to how it went.
I'm feeling great! All right, here we go. We got 30 seconds on the clock. Beer Mug, we're here. 3, 2, 1, here we go.
Made one.
One. There you go.
Missed that. Made two.
All right.
Three.
Four. You can't miss another one.
Four. Five. Six.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. Seven.
Oh, Beer Mug, seven. The valiant effort, but Ryan's got
that's
the
it?
Win.
Yeah.
Ryan, you are our winner with 11 or 13. We're not sure.
Yeah. By the way, my buddy Ryan, he made 13 out of 15.
Son of a bitch.
Wow.
Why do you bring him to a game?
Right?
Especially once he's starting.
So, now, a couple questions. One, you did not bring up K-Rock, but you went by Beer Mug.
Yeah.
It was
they're like, what's your name? I'm like, Beer Mug.
No one questioned it.
No one questioned it.
No one even asked about it?
Is that your Juggalo name? Yeah, damn. okay. All right. So, that's one. Two, were you embarrassed to only hit 7?
Oh, okay. So, I thought, with my confidence level, I was like, I've never played ice hockey before. I've played roller hockey.
This is what's great about you, though, is that you don't have any doubt when you step out there on the ice.
Much different than ice hockey. And I was like, yeah, I'll get this. Wrist shots, no problem. I started missing, and anxiety.
Right.
Yes.
And nerves started hitting.
Because you're in front of 18,000 people.
And then I started hearing, boom! Right. Like, and that got in my head. I'm like, oh my God.
I also do want to say it's not the most, because the most embarrassing thing is you fall on the ice.
Yeah.
And you didn't.
And that's
do that.
Also, I didn't want to fall. So I was right. also thinking that. I'm like, as I'm wristing the puck.
Oh, I mm-hmm. see. You've got good reasons why you weren't able to score.
Yeah. So, my buddy Ron, he beat me. He won a signed stick, but it was great. It was a good time. I got to wear a red helmet.
Whoa! Hold on.
Throughout
now.
The game or on the ice,
you got to wear a red helmet.
Just out of in the stands.
What kind of a detail is that?
How exciting!
Mud's got to wear a red helmet, you guys.
Yeah.
The Kings are like, hey, listen, you can come to this game, but we need you to wear a helmet at all times. Inside.
He still has it on today, which I think is a good touch.
It's better off.
That's a good touch. Ellie, you're going to have to lead on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it over. I don't want any of you guys to have to read this. Mm-hmm. BYU pole vaulter snags scrotum during jump. Needs 18 stitches.
That's like a real life nightmare.
It really is, sir. I mean, let's just hear it from Zach.
Millions of people around the world are seeing a BYU student athlete's most private of injuries.
He can laugh about it now, but he says if this injury happened just an inch in a different direction, it could have impacted the rest of his life.
Yeah, so Zach McHorter, he is a freshman here at BYU. He's on the pole vaulting team, and he was practicing near the end of last year here on campus when the unthinkable happened.
Zach tried a new hand grip.
I had a great jump. It felt so good. It was the best jump of the day.
But in sports?
It wasn't the best jump of the day, mm-mm. though.
And not so much a hand grip. What we're talking about.
Rejected!
Things can change in a split second. And on this jump,
I knew literally right as I went over the bar, I could just see with my vision.
He could see with his vision.
Right.
He means out of the corner of his eyes.
Right.
He can see that the pole that he's pole vaulting on is not going away from him as much as it is.
The pole was not falling away from Zach. He was falling into it.
And I got good pop on that jump. And so the pole recoiled and just
why was Future playing by?
just for a second, it was like,
I guess.
And the rip didn't stop with Zach shorts he was wearing that day.
I started screaming to my dad things I probably shouldn't repeat, but basically about my scrotum that...
Which is weird because his dad wasn't there.
Right. It's hard to imagine that the story gets worse, but he says my scrotum.
There was a hole in it.
Oh, God.
No! This poor guy!
No!
There was a hole in his scrotum.
From the pole impaling his scrotum.
Pole vault? More like pole bolt.
That didn't work.
It didn't work.
I tried it.
Your dad at
I tried it.
Yeah.
Ironically enough, Zach's dad is his coach.
And right. Hold on. Uh-huh.
He's also a urologist.
What?
Wow. What are the chances?
This story perfect. Has
this story has everything.
And immediately took him to his office and gave him 18 stitches.
Yeah. That's never been closer with my 18? Father until that day.
You That's guys, a lot. Honestly,
this hurts
I've
to talk
seen
about.
Some scrotums in my day.
Oh. Have you?
18 stitches.
Yeah.
That's a whole.
It's a hole.
He was born. He was born to have this injury, though. Good
he was.
Pole vault,
sure.
Has urologist dad.
Yeah.
Sure.
No one
who was
better
there
to get
at the
it.
Time.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about genital injuries.
Oh my God.
Poor guy.
I've told my story before pitching in high school baseball. Maybe this is why I hate baseball. Pitching in high school baseball, line drive right mm-hmm. back at me and hit me in the groin and just fell to the ground.
Yeah.
And I had a young, pretty funny coach. Yes.
Were you wearing a cup?
Yes.
Okay. Like
did it help? No.
Wow.
It was a line drive.
Line drive. Yeah.
Right.
And so I was laying there and I thought, I might throw up any second. Mm-hmm. And my coach came out and he leaned over and he goes, everyone's looking at you. And I said, I don't care. And it was, I had like a basketball between my legs for about a week.
Oh.
It was not good.
Oh, wow. Did you puke right away?
I needed to, but didn't.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I felt like I was going to, and then it was like, odd.
Yeah.
Wanted to, didn't. Mm.
I've never had any, like, inflicted genital injuries.
Oh, my God. Only ones you asked for?
Well, only ones that, like, I guess it would be a natural one.
What?
I, one time, had a condition where your testicles get twisted.
Oh.
On, like, warmer days.
Right? What?
So
what are you talking about?
It is the most painful thing you've ever experienced, Kevin. I couldn't walk. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get up off the couch.
How old were you?
This is probably
4. He's a little kid.
Things were low when I was 4. I had to call the 911, and I had to be rushed to the hospital to a urologist.
Oh, my God.
Because I couldn't walk.
Was it Zach's dad?
Should have gone to Zach's dad.
It wasn't Zach's dad. Mm. But the urologist found out that, yeah, I had my testicles were twisted up.
Mm. Wow.
And I don't know how that happens.
I don't know how that...
Is this when you got the nickname Mr. Belvedere?
Do you know that?
No one knows that story. People don't know that?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, no.
People that do find it hilarious.
No, listen. There's a rumor that Mr. Belvedere, the sitcom, that the actor one time sat on his own testicles and that they had to stop filming for a week. I don't know if that's
and
true.
And also the son was Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson, right.
That's such a weird
story. No one knows it. It is very, so, very specific rumor.
So niche.
I like that Allie's just so familiar with it, she just throws it out there.
Allie.
Everybody will know this story.
Really loving the Mr. Belvedere trivia.
I didn't sit on it, but the urologist went underneath in the
I don't know what kind of detail we need here.
And it's like he pressed a button or something.
What?
And it
He pressed a there's a button there?
Something. And I fell to my knees and I wanted to die. He untwisted them, but it was the pain that I was experiencing already times 10 more.
So where are you, like, it never came back?
It never came in. And he said, watch it, monitor it. If you feel, it'll happen, you know, it'll happen slightly, and then I'll just do, like, a little jump.
What? Oh, is that why you're jumping in there?
Yes.
Wow, that's so weird.
And he said, honestly, he's like, to make sure, because what can happen, if your testicles remain twisted, they will essentially lose oxygen or something, and they'll die.
Sunset over fat balls.
Yes. So he said,
you don't want your balls to die.
You don't want your balls to die. So make sure if they get twisted, you untwist them and give them little taps.
And you had a child, so it didn't affect you really much.
I mean, yeah.
Wow.
So
are you the true father?
Fat balls cherry bomb.
All right. So we're looking for genital injuries.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know that Mr. Belvedere story?
No.
I did. I had heard it.
Oh, you had
heard it. Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean
a week off of filming Mr. Belvedere, which
I mean,
it's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Time is money.
But what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. All right, 1-800-520-1067. Laura, you hold on.
Laura has.
Can I
just
tell you?
Yeah, just say what.
This is what's called a tease.
Okay.
Her son had a pogo stick accident. It ended in 78 stitches.
78!
We'll get to her when we come back.
Oh, no.
All right, just out of Cage the Elephant, let's take one phone call. We're talking about genital injuries, unfortunately, and people are calling, unfortunately.
But make it funny.
Laura is one of them from Simi Valley. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, guys.
So, tell us your story.
All right, so my son was out back with his pogo stick, and he was doing some tricks, because it was Mr. Cool.
Sure.
And he did something where he bounced and spun the handlebars, and he caught it between his legs.
Oh, no.
And it completely ripped his entire scrotum.
No.
Yes. Everything exposed.
This doesn't give you three
grand. He was 10 years old at the time.
What's that? He was what?
Yeah, it was not pretty.
He was
about 10 at the time. 10 years old.
Poor little dude.
So we rushed him to the hospital, and you wouldn't believe men when they hear scrotum sac completely ripped open.
Oh, are you kidding?
Because every single man in that hospital came running to help him. And he ended up at the children's hospital, and he had a urologist, and he got 78 micro stitches across the entire sac.
78.
78. So.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And he, at 10 years old, the only thing he asked was, am I going to be able to have children one day?
The answer is no.
Is the answer no?
The answer was yes.
Yes, okay.
All right. Good uplifting ending. And he's okay. Yeah, and everything's fine. Yeah. And everything's fine with him.
And he's good. You can't even see a scar.
All right.
I'll take your word.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
You don't need to check.
Absolutely. Take your word.
Talking about genital injuries. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there are a lot of them. A lot of people on hold. Derek is one of them in Riverside. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning.
So, what happened?
So, you know, one day I was on my way actually to drop off my taxes, and I got this slight pain in my testicles, and quickly became a pain I've never experienced before. Ended up going to the hospital, and from what they told me, it was something called testicular torsion, where one of my testicles actually twisted inside the sac.
Wait, what were you doing? You were just sitting in a car?
He was going to do his taxes.
I was literally driving to drop off my taxes. So I get to the office in tears, and I'm embarrassed, so I didn't want to tell him what was going on. So I told him I had an ulcer or something, just so I could get out of the taxes and go to the hospital. So it was definitely a miserable, miserable experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I experienced the same thing, Derek, and it happens out of nowhere. You can't, like...
You're not even moving? He's just sitting in the car?
Yeah, you could be crocheting. I mean, like,
that's a good example. Specific
Derek,
example.
Were you crocheting?
Yeah, oh yeah. You know, I do my regular crochet.
Yeah, sure, while you drive.
I mean, now, is it true if you don't get this fixed, they'd have to amputate?
Yes, they said at a certain point, if it stayed that way where it didn't unnaturally... you know, come undone and they couldn't do it, that it would cut off the blood circulation to the point where they'd have to amputate.
Oh, my God.
Do you expect...
And that was the initial diagnosis was they were going to have to do that.
Oh, my God.
They Derek. Did,
yeah.
Do you
they did an ultrasound, so they jellied up my testes in there. Right.
Jellied up testes.
It's a good bet.
I never get those at Duncan.
Do you still experience, like, slight, like, minor pains? Like, does it still happen today?
Oh, yes, and the fear is always that it's going to turn into what it was the first time. I'm always terrified that it's leaking that way.
Me too.
That's no way to live your life.
Right? No way to live your life.
Yeah. Testicular. Yes.
All right.
Torsion.
Good times. Derek. Wow. All right, where should we go?
Let's go to a lady.
Let's go home. Let's go home. Let's not do this anymore.
We're not enjoying this as much as we thought we would.
I thought I'd like it more.
Let's go to Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
This happened to you.
Yeah, I am a tomboy. I have always been a tomboy, and I had two brothers, and we were, I guess, what you call mountain biking, and it was in the 70s where you had the big handlebars, and we were in the mountainous area, and I didn't see. I was going really fast trying to beat one of my brothers, and ended up going off a six-foot drop into a tree and racked myself.
Oh, my.
And had a purple vajayjay for, like, 2-3 weeks. Hello. Yeah, it was fun.
No stitches.
No stitches, but I tell you what, if you've ever had seriously, it was a plum color.
I haven't had
for a month.
I haven't had that.
I haven't had that either.
No, no Muggs, you had it?
No,
Muggs has actually.
Yeah. I've had a plum.
I still have people in my family call me, you know, how's the plum doing?
It's a weird Thanksgiving.
I would never stop asking you about that if I was your family.
They don't. I'm in my 40s and I still have them ask me about it and talk about it. I just black myself.
And
had a purple plum.
Do they sing? Do they sing? Sherry, plum the JJ.
My vajayjay.
Oh boy. Don't encourage him.
How about if we stop?
I would be fine with it.
You don't want to talk to the guy who zipped up his stuff on his stuff?
All right, go to JoJo.
Okay.
Line three.
JoJo. I mean, the way you teased it.
Yeah.
Talking about it that way. Hey, JoJo.
Hello, party people. Good morning.
This call is on Muggs. I just want to point that out before.
All on him.
All right, don't let us down, JoJo. Right.
Go ahead, JoJo.
Hey, it's a good morning today, but that wasn't a good morning when it happened. It was I was actually 6 years old. I was a dumbass, and I didn't feel like wearing underwear that day.
Okay.
So at this point, I got to let you know, too, and I'm hoping that I could say this over the air.
Let's try it.
I wasn't circumcised at that time.
Okay, you were not circumcised.
So, right. Okay. Turtleneck, right.
So I had... the foreskin.
Right, sure.
So,
no, we get it.
Yeah, we
understand that. Okay, move on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yes,
I was getting ready for school, and my mom was like, come on, hurry up. I was peeing at the time, so I was in a hurry. And, of course, I was in a hurry, and I did zip up on my foreskin.
So now you're circumcised.
It started to bleed, and I had to call my mom. My mom started crying. My mom started panicking, and so we went to the doctor, and to say the least, I got circumcised.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
JoJo, JoJo did a DIY bris.
It's a weird way to get it done.
That is not the way you want to do it, I'll tell you that. What are the odds that pole vaulter from BYU's dad is a urologist?
I mean, not good.
Seriously. And that he was there filming him that day.
That's insanity.
Yeah. Very lucky.
Man.
It's a lucky man.
Let's just put that behind us and move on. Allie, what's happening?
Well, a lot of information coming down about Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
Apparently has been found guilty on two of the five charges. So
canceled.
Three charges acquitted of. He was found guilty for criminal sexual act against one of the women and rape in the third degree.
I don't know what that means.
It's all mumbo jumbo, and you don't know exactly how long the counts are. Like, could it be 5 years in jail, 25 years in jail? Don't know. So this is all breaking news right now. But, I mean, guilty of rape.
Yes, he's a rapist.
That's pretty much all you need. Plus, doesn't he still have to come back to L.A. to face those
charges?
That's what I was
wondering. He's not nowhere near done.
Yeah, so nowhere near done on this. And as of this morning, they were deadlocked on certain counts. So they were told, figure it out. You can't come back and say you can't figure it out. Come back when you have all the charges. So he is guilty of two of the five charges. I'll have more on that in a bit. But for now, let's talk about some box office, because Kevin saw Brahms Boy 2.
Right.
And not against his will. He was not kidnapped. He actually bought the ticket.
I like scary movies.
Sat and watched it.
I like scary movies. And I was sat down and I said, I'm going to do what Russ Leatherman, the movie man, does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But with horror movies or scary movies,
it could be a slow burn.
A lot of times they set the hook and there's something weird and you don't know what it is. And then you don't find out till the end.
Right.
And so about three quarters of the way through, I was like, come on, man. I just want to go, but I couldn't.
Yeah, you had to find out.
Had to find out.
Yeah. And worth it at the end?
No.
No. I'm sorry about that. Well, you could have seen Sonic. That was number one at the box office with $26.7 million.
I didn't make a good choice, is what I'm
followed by Call of the Wild, $24.8 million. So very close. That's the Harrison Ford and, as the movie man said, and Janky Dog movie.
Jacked up. I think he said jacked up.
Jacked up, janky, all those. Birds of Prey came in third, fourth. Brahms Boy 2, Kevin.
Yep.
$6.2 million. You were part of that.
There were five people in my theater.
Right.
Five.
Oh. I was surprised you went out, knowing you would have to survive the lines and the crowdedness of everyone trying to see Brahms.
Probably ArcLight, so we reserved the seat. Yeah,
I actually
get it. Yeah,
I'm not sure why.
I think you could have shown up.
Just because they do show you a picture of the seating and what's taken.
Were you surprised when you said one ticket for Brahms Boy 2 and the guy said, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like, it was a bit serious, of a surprise. Dude?
Yeah, why would you
Wait,
do that?
Wait, really?
And rounding up the top five, Bad Boys for Life. As we've been talking about all morning, today is the public memorial service for Los Angeles Lakers basketball legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter Gigi. If you're not holding a ticket, you are not going to make it anywhere near Staples Center. So just stay home. There are so many places to watch it. All the local stations will be carrying the memorial, as well as Twitter, Facebook.
That's right.
And pretty much anywhere you want to see it, you will be able to see it. There are barricades. There are no ways to get in there. Yeah. They've shut down basically LA Live. They're not going to have any of the TVs going. So no need to head down there.
A bunch of checkpoints to check your tickets.
Yes. Yeah. You read a tweet earlier that said what?
Dan Wokey, who is the NBA writer for the LA Times, is there. He's a great follow today. Mm-hmm. It's Dan Woike Sports on Twitter. He is posting a lot of stuff, but he said that while arriving at Staples Center, I had my ticket looked at five different times before I even got close to the gate. They're serious about keeping people without tickets away.
And if you happen to buy your ticket off of Craigslist somewhere, you're not getting in, because these tickets are non-transferable. So at the time of the ticket purchase, you had to give them all your information. So if your ticket does not match that information and
ID,
your ID, you're not getting in. So.
Dan posted the items in which he got as he walked in. It's a beautiful shirt of Kobe and Gigi throughout the years that they made for the memorial. Beautiful. And it looks like a program and a button that says KB on it.
So that is all happening today at 10 a.m. They expect it to last until around 1 p.m.
Which is very long.
That's a long time.
But I'm sure performances and so many people that want to speak on behalf of Kobe. It's going to be a very emotional day down there at Staples Center.
Yes.
But I've got some good news about babies, you guys. 21 Pilots frontman Tyler Joseph and his wife Jenna have welcomed their first child, a daughter named Rosie. She was welcomed into the world with an Instagram post. His wife Jenna wrote, "Meet Ro, fresh out of the oven." I just think that's so dang cute. I like it.
Is
Rosie.
It a toilet baby?
No, it's just a baby they had probably in a hospital, maybe even a home. I don't know.
It's a valid question.
Yeah, it's a valid question. Also, Quentin Tarantino and his wife Daniela, their latest production, a baby boy. I hate these headlines, but they have a baby now.
Every foot is like a story.
Oh, Quentin.
The baby was born on February 22nd, the first baby for the couple, you guys.
Congrats.
That's wonderful.
You want to see a picture of the baby? Yeah. Why is it only the feet?
You guys are sick. You guys are sick.
Oh, we're sick.
We're, yeah. I mean,
if you're just joining us, something amazing is happening with this band.
In Western town, a dead end world. The East End boys and West End girls. West End girls.
Gotta be honest, I don't even know what that song's about for real, but I love it.
It's a great song.
I love that song.
What about this band?
How does it feel?
All right.
Yeah.
Treat me like you do.
That's Orgy, right?
That is New Order.
New Order.
How dare you?
Guy who only knows the cover.
How dare you? Pet Shop Boys and New Order. It's the Unity Tour, you guys.
All you have to be is American.
No, well, it's gonna be in Canada as well.
Right.
Friday, October 2nd, though, is our date here at the Hollywood Bowl. People real upset with my, what have I done to deserve
they should
this?
Be.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Pet Shop Boys and New Order, you guys. It's like somebody knows what Allie wants and needs.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just, they're coming big for me. So I appreciate
it. It's nice
that.
Of them.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to veto the show. Do I have that power?
Why yeah, you go to see New Order and all you hear is this.
That would be great. I'd love that.
Listen, if Clonvis is there,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Win.
He's a star.
Win.
He is a star, you guys. You ever bored at work?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you ever...
Oh, you mean right now? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Employees do 10 non-work-related tasks in the office each day, including holiday shopping.
Yes.
Web browsing.
Yes.
Online banking.
Jeff, this is all stuff.
I'm doing these right now.
You're doing
them.
We do
all of these. You check the weather.
Yes.
Check the menu of a restaurant you want to visit.
Absolutely.
All of these things, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Browse social media.
Oh, yes.
Do you print personal documents?
I would definitely do that.
Buy concert tickets.
Does it say look at StockX for shoes?
Look at StockX for shoes.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Guys, 1 in 10 admits to having missed an important work deadline as a result of prioritizing non-work tasks.
That means 9 in 10 are lying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, you're so right. You are so right. You guys, honestly. If you can't do those things at work, when are you supposed to get them done?
Right.
Yes.
Thank you. Some birthdays for you guys. Kristen Davis. Sex and the City. She also loves elephants.
That's great.
She does a lot of work with elephants, mm-hmm. you guys. It's a beautiful thing. Matt Skiba. Daniel Kaluuya. Edward James Olmos.
Love.
Mayans coming back probably this fall, you guys. Do you love the show Mayans?
I've never watched
it.
So
you have time to catch up.
There's too much TV.
Oh,
right.
But that's a show I watch every week.
Know him from Stand and Deliver.
Yes.
He was awesome in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And that's what's happening.
Here we have time for one more look at what is happening, Allie.
Yeah, we've been talking about it all morning that today is the memorial for Kobe and Gigi Bryant happening at Staples Center. A lot of shows have been having their pre-show. A lot of shows have also been live from Staples Center all morning long. You were saying that the feed is now up on Lakers.com?
The Lakers YouTube channel.
Okay. So
the stream has started.
So many places for you to actually watch this. All the local channels will have it. As well as our own KNX 1070. If you're going to be in your car, you're going to want to tune into them. But it's going to start at 10 a.m., go until at least 1 p.m., they're saying, which is a long morning, long, tough morning down there at Staples Center. But again, if you're thinking about heading down there, kind of being with people that are going through the same thing, they're saying, please don't. They've got all the streets around there locked off, barricaded. You're not going to get in. They are not showing the memorial service
from a screen or anything,
the big
yeah.
Screens there. They're going to have those all blacked out. So it's best to stay at home, or if you want to congregate with friends somewhere, do that, but definitely not around Staples Center.
It does seem that there is a late-breaking news story on it, too, that Vanessa Bryant has just filed wrongful death lawsuits against the helicopter company and the pilot. right before the service. Mm. So, pretty crazy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes. Hey, how about
it's going to be a tough day.
Yeah. It's going to be a real tough day. How about some great news for Kevin?
Let's do it.
Stop
Here's
this nonsense.
The thing, though, Kevin.
Yes.
Now that they have finally officially closed a deal to reunite the cast of Friends.
You said this happened last week.
Well, no, they were getting close to it.
Oh.
It was all the lead up. They've officially closed the deal to reunite for a one-off HBO Max special.
So they're going to do a full hour episode of Friends?
Nope. They're going to do a full hour of...
Two half-hour episodes of Friends.
Of just talking about Friends. Hey, remember that type of thing? That's it. Yeah, this isn't a reboot. This isn't a new series. It's just a unscripted reunion special.
Just sort of reminiscing about what it was like.
Yeah, just riffing on the show. Remember Marcel? What a monkey. You know, that kind of thing.
What's the point? It should have a point
or something.
People were shocked when they clicked on the articles instead of just seeing reboot is happening. Reunion is happening. They're actually seeing that it's just a one-off special. One off just before the entire library of Friends will be available in May.
This will end it, though, right?
No.
I think this might be the only thing that might.
I disagree.
You think it's going to ramp it up?
Oh, big time. People are going to be like, it's reboot time.
Yeah.
Because the thing they did was almost to test the waters. Like, let's all sit around on stools and talk about the show. That's going to be so popular, they're going to have to reboot it, and then Kevin will kill himself.
Okay, this is on HBO Max. They paid between $2.5 million and $3 million per friend for this one-off. If they're doing that for this, I don't think anyone can afford it.
Doesn't it seem like that's way overpaying?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe this deal is, hey, here's a one-hour special, and then we're going to do eight episodes of...
With the same amount of money.
Yes.
Is that how they clap?
It is.
That is how they clap.
You don't think that would have been leaked, that was part of it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would have been leaked.
Was that one too many?
No, it's good.
No, that was right.
Let's do it one more time. No,
that
was
one too few.
Yeah, one too few.
There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Clap if you care. There you go.
Friends.
I think this is just, they paid them that much for the one-off.
Wow.
Because they're launching HBO Max. Why not have them there? That's a huge launch. And then they've got the full library of Friends.
Yep.
Yeah, I think this was just for this.
All right.
Guys, it's crazy.
Good times.
It's a crazy amount of money, and I've never been more mad that I wasn't on Friends.
Yeah.
It's just such a bummer. Hollywood legend Kirk Douglas passed away. We talked about this. He died February 5th at the age of 103, but he left the bulk of his $80 million estate to the Douglas Foundation. That's a charity that he co-founded nearly six decades ago. Here's where the money goes to in his charity. The nonprofit benefits Children's Hospital of Los Angeles, the Kirk and Ann Douglas Childhood Center, and a St. Lawrence University scholarship for underprivileged students. So there's about $60 to $70 million of his $80 million estate is going back into this fund, whose principal goal is to help those who cannot otherwise help themselves. So that is
that's fantastic.
Beautiful charitable thing. Plus, I mean, one of his kids, Michael, worth about $300 million. So I'm sure he wasn't like, oh, Dad snubbed me. This stinks. You guys, you both have pretty nice cars.
Sure.
Right?
Incredibly.
My Tesla, that truck you're talking about?
Yeah, your Tesla truck.
Yeah.
You could barely even get it in the garage.
Yeah,
so
and I
high.
Broke the side window. Did you see what I had?
Did.
The
I
rock.
Saw that. Yeah.
It was terrible, but it was worth it.
You shouldn't have thrown the rock.
No,
at it.
But I did it.
The man, the rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Here's why you should be a little concerned.
Okay.
Men who drive fancy cars are also more likely to be self-centered, stubborn, and argumentative, according to a new study.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, no.
How dare Kevin, you, Allie?
You're doing all the things I just read. Yeah, I don't know. It's just such a stupid study.
He's such a douche.
I don't know.
Why do they do so many ridiculous studies?
Because someone pays for them.
Why?
Because they know that it's going to come out their way. And then, like, I don't even know who did this study. Mm. It's just according to a study. I wonder if it was just some janky car company that's like, see, guys, you should drive our cars.
Paid for by the Pinto.
And if you hate dating apps, you might want to make some small changes before you delete them. Don't get so mad at your Tinder or your Bumble. Don't delete them in haste, you guys. Mm-hmm. Just make some little changes. Revise your profile to reflect your most authentic personality.
What?
I think that's a problem with a lot of
right,
people.
I was going to say, maybe get a new personality.
But they're saying adding quirky details about yourself can be as helpful as, you know, people just reading it get a better idea of who you are. So write something quirky on there. It shows that you trust people already.
But you shouldn't.
To see you in a truthful world. None of this makes sense, you guys.
These studies.
The study, right? Study
Other
says.
Tips. Clearly state what type of relationship you're looking for. Be honest. I mean, if you're on a dating app.
Banging.
And you're just like.
Put that down.
You just write banging.
Uh-huh.
I mean, maybe that is. That's very honest.
It is honest.
Okay.
What's going on?
I'm just telling you to fix your dating apps, you guys. Fix it. Jensen, what?
Well, no, I'm just saying.
First of all, you weren't saying anything.
I'm thinking in my head.
There you go.
What I'm thinking is, I have a friend, no name, I'm not going to say him, but I have a friend who swore for a very long time that his dating app was broken, which is the greatest thing anyone can ever say.
Oh my God, my dry cleaner is shrinking all my clothes.
Yeah, he's like, he literally was like, I think it's broken. I'm not getting any match. And I was like, oh boy, I do not want to drop this. I think there's, like, even if you put a good picture up and you start getting more matches, you still have to meet with them and show that you either have a terrible personality or don't look like your photo. So what does it matter? Like, just be your real you, because you're only going to find someone by doing that.
What's your friend's name?
No, I can't. I feel bad.
First name.
I feel bad, Nano.
Huh?
That's his name. My friend, Nano.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was that easy.
He has a great girlfriend now.
We broke him.
Right. Yeah. Great girlfriend now. But yes, he used to tell me, I think my dating app's broken. And I used to be like, that's so sweet of you.
That's so sweet.
It's very sweet.
Aww. Well, Nano, we're glad you're with her, your new girlfriend.
Yeah, she seems great.
She's listening now. She's like, what a loser. What? I'm totally breaking up with him.
Break up with that guy.
I was the only person who ever matched with him.
Oh, Nano. Some birthdays for you. Daniel Kaluuya, Matt Skiba, Kristen Davis, and Edward James Olmos. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie, and your drive home tomorrow morning. Jensen's guest list, What's Up with Florida, and at 7:15, all the details on our comedy concert that we do every year, April Foolishness.
Yay!
Tomorrow morning.